Blog Talk Radio.
But committed no crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. I've had my share.
And welcome back to Life Lessons Radio on this April 15th tax day. And we appreciate all of you listeners out there who continue to support our favorite talk show relative to teachable moments and core values. And we always enjoy all the guests and celebrities that we have on this show. For those of you who have never heard this show before, we are always interested in your story, and we are working on the continuation of our Life Lessons books, and the first one came out last year, published by Thomas Nelson, and the next issue will be Life Lessons from Dad, as well as one coming up from Mom, and then from grandparents. And so periodically you're going to hear interviews on this show from people that are sharing their precious stories. And if you would like to be considered for your life lesson to be aired, broadcasted, podcasted on Life Lessons Radio, feel free to write us at Life Lessons Radio at gmail.com, and we will read it and screen it and follow up with you. So it would be great for you to participate in that. Everybody has got a story. Everybody has gone through life with some teachable moments, and it would be wonderful to hear your story as well. And as always, you can call into our network, and always feel free to talk to the celebrities and authors and everybody else who's ever on at 646-727-2255. And just a couple of show notes. We've got Krista Kindy, K-I-N-D-E, author of The Hidden Deep, coming up on our noon show today. Rick Polson, author, will be on our 3 o'clock show this afternoon. And then on the 18th, we will be celebrating with Cracker Jacks their 120th anniversary. My old company, PepsiCo's Frito-Lay division, will be promoting them. And the first 120 callers will get free Cracker Jacks. So make sure and stay tuned to that show. And they are relaunching Cracker Jacks, and it'll be a wonderful, fun show. We've done a couple of shows with them in the past regarding Doritos and the launch of new Lay's flavors. So it's interesting how life works sometimes. It goes circular, and we end up working with the Frito-Lay publicity department, PR firms, and all that to promote all their newest products coming out. So it's fun. And what we wanted to do this morning was to give you just a solid life lesson on this, and it's really about memory. And one of the things that Abraham Lincoln said is, "Die when I may, I want it said of me by those who knew me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower where I thought a flower would grow." Isn't that great? And then from Christina Rosetta, she says, "Remember me when I am gone away, gone far away into the silent land, when you can no more hold me by the hand, nor I have turned to go yet turning stay. Remember me when no more day by day you tell me of your future that you planned. Only remember me, you understand. It will be late to counsel then or pray. Yet if you should forget me for a while and afterwards remember, do not grieve, for if the darkness and corruption leave a vestige of the thoughts that I once had, better by far you should forget and smile than that you should remember and be sad." Isn't that beautifully stated, just to remember the best of the best of a person? And then we love this This is from F.R. Havergale, and it's called Rejoice. Grave on thy heart each past red-letter day, forget not all the sunshine of the way by which the Lord hath led thee, answered prayers, and joys unasked, strange blessings lifted cares. Grand promise echoes, thus thy life shall be one record of his love and faithfulness to thee. Beautifully stated, and we appreciate that. And then lastly, Memorabilia by Thomas Bailey Aldrich. My mind lets go a thousand things, like dates of wars and deaths of kings, and yet recalls the very hour 'twas noon by yonder village tower, and on the last blue noon in May, the wind came briskly up this way, crisping the brook beside the road, then pausing here, set down its load of pine scents and shook listlessly two petals from that wild rose tree. It's such a great song of a great poem of spring that we love as well. And I would be remiss if we didn't leave you today with this. Remember the value of time, the success of perseverance, the pleasure of working, the dignity of simplicity, the worth of character, the power of kindness, the influence of example, the obligation of duty, the wisdom of economy, the virtue of patience, the improvement of talent, and the joy of originating. This is Rick Tokini, Life Lessons Radio. Thanks for joining us on this Life Lesson moment. We thank our sponsors, Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards and Journals, for their great support of our company, along with Maui Joe Coffee and our many other wonderful sponsors. Join us again at the noon hour when our guest will be Krista Kinde, and we'll be talking about her book, The Hidden Deep. Folks, have a great day, and remember to dream, express thanks, and forgive. Have a good one.